Jaden, first reactions coming in and the tour that you've made today and getting acclimated to your new environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been nothing but great so far. I know I enjoyed meeting everyone today, and you know, nice city, and getting situated at the hotel it's nice so far.
What kind of discussions did you have with the organization after your senior season in college? You had different opportunities. Being a free agent too would have been a possibility, but you decided to sign an AHL contract to finish the season and then the entry level. So what was the main reason that you decided to go forward with that?
To be honest, it's just, I mean, the team that drafted me, there's a degree of loyalty there too. And, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to, you know, opportunity. And you know, no matter where you come, you're gonna have to, you know, fight for every minute you get out there. So I'm just ready to do that here.
You talk about the loyalty, but the organization has changed quite a bit since
you
drafted.
Yeah, for sure.
So was that loyalty more towards Kent Hughes or the actual team?
I think it's. I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, it's more like the city too. I mean, they've been nothing but supportive towards me ever since I've gotten drafted. So it's definitely somewhere where I've, you know, seen myself, you know, wanting to play in the future.
In the organization, there's a lot of depth on left defense. Is that something you took into consideration?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely look at that. And then, you know, like I said, you know, no matter where you go, there's going to be, you know, you're going to have to fight for your spot. So, you know, I definitely know that there's a lot of, you know, left defenseman talent here. And, you know, I'm just ready to work hard and, you know, try to earn my spot.
Did you talk to anybody from your organization, like from the players before you signed?
Yeah, Jordan Harris. You know, he was kind of wondering what I was going to do, and he was really excited when I ended up signing. So he was a big one.
Do you have a talk so far with the coach here? When you're going to start to play, and you need a couple of practice with the team?
Or? Yeah, I think the plan is to just start practicing with the team, and then we'll go from there. You know, obviously you got to, you know, learn the systems and whatnot, get comfortable. So yeah, I'm just kind of taking it one day at a time while I'm here.
We always say that it's a bigger step from junior to the American Hockey League than maybe from the AHL to the NHL. You feel coming from the NCAA, playing against 21, 22 years old guy, it's going to help you to make your place here?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not really that familiar with, you know, the Canadian junior leagues, but, you know, and, you know, my league especially, I think it's a, you know, hard physical league, you know, heavy league. So I think that'll help, you know, at least a little bit in the transition. But yeah, I'm nothing but excited. I think that, you know, the 4 years I put in college have, you know, prepped me good for this moment here.
The fans in Montreal haven't seen you much play. What kind of player can describe yourself?
I'd say just, you know, a physical guy who, you know, likes to jump in the offense a little bit. I wouldn't say my numbers are, you know, too flashy or anything, but I think, you know, I make a good first pass, break the puck out well. And you know, just kind of that steady guy, hard to play against. So
okay. I kind of model someone we know.
Someone you know. I've always got asked that even at the combines, and I never really have answered it. I think, you know, I just play the game that I've been playing, you know, my whole life. I'm not really sure how to, you know, who I should model it after or anything.
How happy you are to finish your 4 years in college?
Awesome. You know, it was really awesome being a senior this year. You know, it's a different type of role that you pick up. It's a different season altogether, even from being a junior upperclassman. You know, the relationship with the freshmen is something that's a lot different. You know, I took a lot of pride in that this year, and I'm for sure glad that I stayed with it, because, you know, we had a great team there, and you know, I enjoyed myself a lot.
Kent said last month that you need time in the AHL, you know, in order to develop. I was just wondering how you view that, if you agree with that assessment, and how far or close you think you are from being NHL ready.
To be honest, you know, I agree with it. I haven't played, you know, any professional hockey yet. I didn't even play junior, so this is going to be the first time I'm, you know, wearing even a half shield or something like that. So, you know, I think that, you know, in terms of how much time, I'm not sure, but you know, I think if I put my work in here and just keep grinding every day, that, you know, I'll get the results that I want.
So does that work that your timeline personally and the organization's timeline for you to develop is at the same pace?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what pace they have me on, to be honest. I'm not even sure what pace I have myself on, but I just know that I want to come in every day and, you know, just get better and kind of just soak everything in, you know, for the time I have here the rest of this season. And then, you know, we'll go from there, you know, next year.
You mentioned you know Jordan with the Canadians. Do you know anybody here in Laval?
So I played against Kandata a little bit. I know Primo from, you know, my first development camp, and just, I mean, everyone says has nothing but good words to say about him. So I'd say those two, and then, I mean, everyone was really friendly and nice, you know, when I met him today. So, you know, really excited to get going with this group.
How much you know about Montreal and Laval, the cities?
I've been to Montreal probably 4 or 5 times, and this is my first time in Laval, so just kind of getting used to the area, something a little bit different, but yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
Is there anything specific you're hoping to accomplish from now to the end of the season?
Nothing specific. I just say, you know, just take every day in and, you know, make it, you know, make the most of it. I think there's, you know, some good time here where I could really develop and get better, you know, the month or so that I have here. So I'm just kind of looking forward to that.
You were asked earlier about the depth that they have here on defense, mm-hmm. especially on the left side. You still chose to come in that depth, you yep. know, to be one of those guys. What, you know, what is it about you that makes you, you know, accept that challenge instead of looking elsewhere to maybe somewhere they have left less depth?
I think, you know, there's going to be a challenge anywhere. And, you know, I think that's part of getting better. And, you know, I think that's part of the step, too, is that, you know, they have a lot of good guys here. So I'm going to have to elevate my game to, you know, a new level to, you know, just try to stick here. So, you know, I think that's part of the, you know, appeal, too, is that, you know, you're going to have to prove yourself.
In your early years in Northeastern, you played some games on the right side. Is it a possibility to switch from the left to the right side?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that, you know, I've particularly put any thought into, but you know, I'm comfortable kind of playing wherever. So,
and what's your main ability? You think it will help you in your transition from the NCAA and the professional hockey league?
I think it's just kind of my physicality, heaviness, like my readiness to you know, play a heavy game. You know, I know that you know, professional, it's definitely a bigger, stronger game, so I think I'm well suited for that.
Do you have a sense of how it's going to be for you to join a team that's in a playoff push right now, that has, you know, fought together for this whole time? And you're I know this is something you've never lived in college,
yeah.
because that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You have a sense of how to go about it?
To be honest, not really. I mean, I don't really know, you know, like I said, I didn't even play junior. So I'm sure there's a lot of little rules and stuff that I still have to pick up on, you know, terms like that. But like I said, I'm just kind of taking it day by day right now, and, you know, I'm excited just to, you know, get my first practice in there. So we're kind of just looking at that right now.
Are you going to roommate with someone from the team at the hotel, or what is the plan?
Right now, I'm just have my own room at the hotel, so that's what they, you know, they put me up in, so I'm going to stay there. Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking with Caden and Lucas that you just talked about, and they all told us this morning that you are really a natural gifted athlete. You played different sports early on, and Caden even said that you're a freak of nature. So how would you respond to that?
No, I mean, it's, you know, nice words to say about, you know, a new teammate. It feels good to just, you know, have that little bit of background on the team. You know, like I said, those guys are great guys, nothing but great since I got here. So, yeah, it's something I think I pride myself on is, you know, the physical abilities. So it means a lot.
Got to ask you about the local guy from here, Devon Levi, who
signed
his contract today. What are your thoughts about this, and, you know, how do you think he's going to fare at the pro level?
I'm just really happy for him, you know, that he made his decision. I mean, he was the best goalie I've ever played with, so, you know, I'm just nothing but happy, you know, for him and his family. And I think he's going to, you know, kill it wherever he goes. He has such a good mindset, and, you know, he's such a pro already that he's going to do so well wherever he goes.